What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The Bengals will be playing starters this evening extensively. Cincinnati has become known for starting slower than every other team in the NFL despite being talented. And they vowed to their fan base going into camp this year to conduct themselves differently in August and to start faster. And they played their starters a ton in week one of the preseason. Burrow was 9 for 10. Ja'Marr Chase was working backup corners. And they're going to do the same thing tonight. They're going to take this game seriously. They're going to play at least a quarter, according to their coaching staff, led by their head man, Zach Taylor. But I want to get into the Commanders' running back situation, Danny, while we have a few minutes. David Pollack's going to join us to talk college football coming up at 3 o'clock. Make sure you listen for that conversation, because I know he's always very, very good. With this storyline this weekend that Brian Robinson's on the trade block, how do you handle Robinson tonight, I wonder? I had someone tell me, well, there's a good chance they won't play him, because when this was someone from another team, when we're thinking about trading somebody, then we're not going to play him.
Mike Garofolo has this literally moments ago amid speculation about his future with the Commanders. Running back Brian Robinson will not play tonight against the Bengals, sources say. It's a mutual decision between Robinson and the team as a trade before the cut to the 53-man roster remains a possibility.
All right, so huge news. So I'm glad that you pointed that out.
Yep.
Okay, so this tells me a lot, actually. This is not in a place where he's going to be on the roster, likely. That's what I hear there.
That's the conclusion. I see that and I draw that same thing.
When you say mutual, that means the player doesn't want to play football tonight. Why doesn't Brian Robinson want to play football tonight? Because I don't want to risk an injury in an exhibition game for a team that doesn't want me. So this is in a place, like I had said a couple segments ago, where we talked about it. You said, oh, keep him around as a backup. If he's not a starter, I don't know how interested he is in being here, and I don't know how much they think it's worth having him around when Rodriguez or Felton can do some of that on the back end of the roster. Or, by the way, Jeremy McNichols, who was very impactful at times last year and right now may or not make the team if Robinson does. So I now move this into a whole different discussion. Brian Robinson either gets traded or is likely cut, in my opinion. I think if he was someone who would be on this team if he's not traded, we wouldn't hear that this is mutual. And I'm not dealing with certainty here. I'm just saying this is my takeaway from that breaking news from Mike Garofolo.
Yeah, right? I mean, it stands to reason. So as you're thinking about it, you go, what's the upside in playing tonight? It would be to put something on tape to earn your spot, to get your job back or whatever, right? To prove that you're better than the other guys. The mutual part of this isn't just the time I got dumped and I had to tell people it was mutual to save face. This was everybody's involved in this thing. In other words, hey, we'll give you a chance to win your job back or move up the depth chart. He said, nah, right? I mean, is that how you read that? I mean, that's what it is to me. That means he's not going to be on this team unless there's something, some variable that I don't quite understand, either by trade or by cut.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, look, the team could couch it in a different way, and I'm sure they will post-game. They're not playing Laremy Tunsil tonight because of how important he is. They're not playing Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz because they're known veteran commodities, and they could sell that. But this is not that. If you're looking to trade Brian Robinson, a guy that we all feel like was in need of a season, make-it-break-it style, where he elevates his game to get paid to stay around here, where you kind of know what he is at this point, and it's not what they've been looking for, as evidenced by them drafting a running back and him being the talk of camp and fans being so excited and kind of wish-casting Kroski Merritt into a more significant role. They can suggest whatever they'd like to on the back end of this story coming out that, oh, well, you know, we know what B-Rob is. We want to look at the other guys. If it's mutual, that's the word to me in that report that's so significant from Garofalo. If the team just said they're not playing him, then fine, you know what he is. You don't need to see him. You're either going to trade him or you're going to protect him and he's not going to get hurt. But mutual means Robinson said, if you guys don't love me, I'm not putting my body on the line for you tonight in some way. Maybe he doesn't go to them first, but you're at least willing not to play as a bubble guy at this point. I think that tells you everything you need to know about where this is headed.
It does indeed. Man.
So change is what I was about to talk about with you, which is this running back room with or without him, but I think the conversation's still the same.
Yeah.
To reiterate, if Robinson's on the roster, he should be their first and second down back as far as I'm concerned. Because otherwise, I don't know why you keep him. If Kroski Merritt supplants him and is the, I'll use air quotes here, you know, top guy with Eckler in the pass-catching role, then Robinson is no better than Chris Rodriguez in that short yardage capacity, and you're just keeping someone around who has been demoted and might be frustrated and salty about it. What's the point? Get younger, get cheaper. You can keep a Demetric Felton on the practice squad.
We'll get GP back on here in a moment. I heard that little phase out there, so Darius, we'll work on that tech element of it. But to Grant's point, I mean, if this was a video game, it's obviously not, but if it was, you go, yeah, I have an accomplished player that I could just give a lesser role to. But, you know, it's about human beings. I would hope that, you know, for me, I would try to convince him to say, hey, there's still a role for you. I still need some goal line stuff. I need some short yardage stuff. But that's not realistic, right? If you've been a starter who's led the team in carries multiple times over, and now you're demoted to whatever you want to call it, a second string, third string, et cetera. I don't view running back necessarily the same way. I just don't want, I mean, this is where I start this. I don't want him to lead the team in carries. That means on a down-in, down-out basis, I can't do the, you got to feed Brian Robinson the rock. You most certainly do not. You don't need to do that at all. That also doesn't mean, though, that they've got somebody where I'm going to give featured carries to. I think they've got a few guys that would probably stand to be or could thrive in that 10 to 14 range on any given week, GP. And I think GP is back. I just don't see the you know, because there's no bell cow, there's no Derrick Henry, there's no, you know, superhuman Saquon Barkley type guy. There's nobody to me that warrants, I got to feature this guy 20 times, even if early downs he's getting stuffed, we're going to keep hammering him. I think that ship has sailed with Robinson.
Well, I like the room they've put together without him. I mean, they have done a really good job building this thing up because it looks like they hit on Kroski Merritt. So in the case of a seventh-round pick who they feel like is like a third- or fourth-round talent. Let's just say Kroski Merritt was a third-round pick. Because if he played the full season at Arizona, maybe he could have been. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
How much different is this conversation? It's not surprising at all. Robinson is a previous regime's third-rounder who's a singles hitter who has just not shown the ability to hit doubles. And let's add one more factor into this. We have not seen Deebo Samuel at practice, really. Certainly not in preseason games at all. Do anything as a running back, as a wide back, as they used to call it in San Francisco. He's almost exclusively played wide receiver. But of course he's going to carry the football as a back. Of course Cliff Kingsbury is going to do some of that Kyle Shanahan stuff with him. How many carries did B-Rob get in a given game? It was a lot of times, what, 14, 15 carries, something like that? And when he's in the game, you shout into a megaphone, this is not a passing situation to the running back. Like, that's Austin Eckler, right?
Uh-huh.
So you bring him in, it's like 13 for 60, 15 for 65, whatever it is. You're basically looking at 15 carries a game to divvy up. If a few of those go to Deebo, we're talking about, what, 10 or 12 carries for Merritt or Rodriguez or both? I just think it's an unnecessary thing to keep him around if you've decided he's not that guy on first and second down. Not surprised by the news and the fact that he's not playing tonight and that it's mutual, I think is very, very telling.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.